Homeschooling has been around for a very long time, but many parents didn't even consider it as an option. Until this week, when the Alberta government announced that kids are going back to the classroom this fall. All of this has made for a busy few days. For the Alberta Homeschooling Association, Judy Arnold is the president and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. And thanks so much for joining us. What has the last 24 hours been like for you?
Crazy busy. Parents are panicking.
Oh, no. What are you hearing? What's going on?
Well, I think parents are concerned about sending their children to school for various reasons, especially parents of kindergartners, the lower grades.
Yeah. If parents are serious about doing this, and they wouldn't be calling you if they weren't seriously considering it, how do they even start the process of switching to homeschooling?
Well, they have to start a legal process of sending in a notification form to a school authority of their choice. It could be their school from last year, or it could be a willing non-resident school authority anywhere in the province that will accept home education students.
All right. And do you use your local public school, I don't know, as a base? Is that a fair way to describe it?
That could happen, but there are specific school authorities that have been supervising home education for many, many years and very supportive and helpful to parents once they make that decision.
The government of Alberta has a site on homeschooling, and it suggests prepping in spring if you're thinking of homeschooling in the fall. Here we are, what, 3-4 weeks away, maybe a little bit more, first depending on the school. Is there enough time for parents to do this?
Oh, there's lots of time. Parents need to make the decision before September 30th in order to get the $850 per child funding to offset the cost of resources. But there's not much involved. And homeschooling is very, very simple. Once you get the hang of it and get the support from people who've done it before, it's a lot more relaxing than sending your kids to school.
Now, you just mentioned something I think a lot of parents didn't know. You can access funds for this. How does that work?
Parents can buy supplies and then keep their receipts. And then in October, they can submit those receipts for reimbursement. They get $850 per child per year just to offset the cost. So, save them up.
So as people weigh this out, and for some, they wouldn't even consider it, and because it's very difficult if both parents are working, let me just ask the blunt question. Is it realistic for parents to work from home and homeschool at the same time if that's the situation that remains in September? It seems like a huge task to take on both.
It isn't, actually. A lot of parents who have been homeschooling for years have worked part-time and full-time. So education is not really a matter of where it takes place. It's a matter of who takes responsibility for it. So when parents submit the notification form, they are taking back responsibility for their child's education. But that doesn't necessarily mean they have to do the teaching. They can outsource it to any number of adults, such as childcare professionals, parent teaching co-ops. A lot of micro schools are popping up online that are not government schools. There's a lot of courses that parents can select to keep their kids busy while they work at home or while they are under care of caregivers and parents go off to work. So there are a lot of options for parents that don't want to teach.
And is there an expectation that the students keep up with the Alberta curriculum? How do you deal with that?
In Alberta, parents can choose to follow the 1,400 outcomes per grade of the Alberta curriculum, but they do not have to. There is no testing. Parents can choose to follow the 22 targets of home education by the time the child turns 20. So there's no testing. If parents want to pull their kids out for this year only and homeschool, the kids will go back perfectly fine in the next grade the next year.
So one of the concerns is keeping up with the curriculum. The other is that, frankly, kids really look forward to going back to school. At least a lot of them do. They love the social aspect of physically being at school, seeing their friends. What do you say to parents who are worried about that side of it?
Well, homeschool homeschoolers are, research shows they put their kids in about 8 activities per week. So it is very social through homeschooling. A lot of families get together in parks. They go to a lot of more organized activities, which may or may not happen this fall. But kids see their friends. They make friends outside of school. They are very well socialized.
I don't mean to pry in your life, but you're a veteran at this. Is that fair to say? How many kids have you got?
I have 5 adult children, and I didn't think I would homeschool through high school because my knowledge ends about grade 8. But once children turn about 13 or into their teen years, they start taking on more responsibility and start teaching themselves, and you can outsource to tutors. And and 3 are university graduates, and everybody can get a diploma on a home education program. They can graduate.
So,
absolutely.
As a veteran homeschooler who's done this with 5 kids, what's your advice to parents who are thinking of homeschooling?
I would say relax. You have been homeschooling your child since birth. You have everything you need to teach your kids to about grade 8, even without teacher's manuals. And your kids are going to keep on learning whether you instruct them or not. And missing a year of public school is not going to do them any harm.
Judy, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this. I bet you've got phone lines to answer. So thank you. Thank you for joining us to talk about it on the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Okay, that's Judy Arnold. She's the president of the Alberta Homeschooling Association. Parents, we want to hear from you on this one.